still got their lines, but they're double when they go from about the middle of the mule or horse to the bridle. They cross over.
If one horse is a little bit better at pulling the buggy, which side would you put him on?
Well, it wouldn't make any difference. I'd put him on the right, though. I'd put the best horse on the left, or I wouldn't have no trouble to tap this one on the later one to make him go along.
Ah, that's good. If something is not right near at hand, you say it is just a little something over. It's not right here, it's just a little
farther over.
Okay. If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a, it's the distance that they want. No, they don't really want the distance, but you have how much more to go before dark? It's a long way yet. You say you have to go
so many miles farther or something like that.
You have to go, I don't know.
You have to go farther, or you got so far to go or something.
It's not just a little way away, it's
a long way.
That's what you say. You wouldn't say it's, you wouldn't have just a little few words there that you might say. And I'd say to the kids, it's still a
long way.
A long way, yeah, okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about
anywhere.
What are the trenches cut by a plow? When you're plowing, you have hills and...
What?
When you're plowing.
Plowing?
Yeah. You have, when you're through, you've got hills and... What's the little dip?
Terraces? Got a terrace there?
What did you think she's talking about? I guess that's it. I don't know, but anyway, you're plowing. Turning your land, and then you come back and you put you on two most right and the left hand wing and lay it off in furrows.
Oh, that's the word. What is the word?
Furrows.
Okay. If you have a good crop, a good yield in your field, you say, we raised a big
crop.
Okay. If you get rid of all the bush, the brush and the trees on the land, what did you do to your land? You had to cut down the trees and do what?
Clean it up. You'd have to cut down the trees and clean it up.
Cut everything off of it. You got to cut, if you're going to use it for a cultivator, for tractors or something, fired out.
What do you call a second cutting of clover or grass? What do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Call it old broom sage. Ain't that what you call it, clean?
I imagine that's what you referred to.
I do. I don't know anything about it either.
Well, that's what that always said.
Old broom sage and stuff like long time ago.
You would say we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
40 bushels of corn.
What do you do to oats? To separate the grain from the rest of it.
The oats.
Have them thrash.
There you go.
What's this?
You thrash your oats, don't you?
Yeah, you got to thrash your oats.